Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We got a good episode today. I know we say that every episode, but this one in particular is a really good one. And by really good, I mean our best episode ever. Now, I know that's a tall order, considering that I'm just opening up the
episode.
I
know. Now I'm just going to make it really bad. Now you've upped the ante, and now I'm going to fail. I'm going to make it the worst.
Rochelle, we're supposed to be a team. I say that's the best episode ever. You say, yes, let's do it.
Too much pressure.
Oh, man, we're going to blow it all. Oh, man, what are we going to do? I know, turn up the music. Rochelle,
what?
Can I apologize now?
For what? Using my water bottle?
I'm sorry that I'm using your water bottle. I didn't know that you had such an attachment to this crappy green plastic.
It's not an attachment. It's just germs, okay? Sucking on it.
I got the biggest shit before this episode even started.
And then it's my water bottle. I'm like looking for it upstairs. Where could it be? I don't know. Where did I leave it last? I don't know. Oh, look. My husband took it because he can't find his own water bottle.
There's I know where mine is. But
okay, then just use your own.
But mine is all the way upstairs. Oh, and yours is right there. So.
I know. So get a different one. My goodness.
Am I that gross, Rochelle? Am I that disgusting?
Yes,
to you?
You are.
Okay.
Because you never, ever clean your water bottle, Eric. I would never, ever drink out of your water bottle because it's only been in the dishwasher twice in its full 10-year lifespan.
Well,
it's disgusting. So, got that out of my system, Eric.
All right.
So, go do some more coloring then.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'll never. You know what? You can have it back right now. I will just sit here for the rest of the show.
No, I don't want to talk about this the whole show. This
all
will
parched.
Make the, this particular conversation will make this show suck.
Okay, man. Yes, but how can it suck? It's our best episode ever.
We've already declared that.
I've already declared that again.
I'm excited to talk about Eurovision because it is.
But we can't.
It's there's so much stuff coming out now.
I know it's that time of the year where like everybody is really just
releasing their songs
because they got the deadline of end of the month basically until they all have to be released.
So let's.
You know what? No.
Come on.
I know you're chomping at the bit, but we got some other things to talk.
Gross! I'm not a horse.
Okay, I know you're really excited.
Don't say that to people.
At the chomping the bits.
Why did? I've never heard you say that before. Chomping why did you say? Bit. Did you hear that from someone else or something?
It's a very common expression. Rochelle.
No, it's not. I've never heard that.
You've never heard that expression before.
No, no one's ever called me a horse before.
Never
Eric.
Called you a horse. Okay.
Can I say, Eric? You're chomping at the cud.
No, I'm chewing the cud. But
chewing
that has
the
nothing
cud.
To, but it has nothing to do with what I'm actually doing, and I'm. Oh, incoming call. We'll just let that one go to voicemail. All right.
We are so professional.
We are the most professional show in Calgary.
We should have just answered the phone call and made the person talk on our show.
I know what it is. It's probably one of those political...
Oh, even more fun.
But it's a voice recording, so it's not even really fun.
Oh.
I have a lot, so much I want to talk about, and I'm just going to get right into it. But let's start with my favorite thing this week. Rochelle's art show, which we attended, opened, unveiled, released this past Friday.
Yeah, released my art to the world.
And I was pretty excited about that.
So far, no one's said they hate it, so that's good.
I guess that's a plus.
Yeah.
If no one says that they hate it. But no, it was lots of fun. Big opening at Mid-Century Dweller in Calgary, if you are a local listener.
In Inglewood,
yeah. And we may or may not have a little guest who pops in and occasionally on the show.
He said the funniest thing today.
What did he say?
When I grow up, I want to have 100 girlfriends.
That's a pretty good goal. You know what? And that makes me proud as a father that he has a clear number.
100.
100.
That's a lot.
You know what? But good for him. You know, I say 100.
It's like one. And he's already has a girl crush in his school, and he's already decided that he's going to marry her, so yes. that she can have babies.
You know what? Again, it's very. I'm very proud that he's
very cute.
He's decided what the direction his life is going to take at almost 5 years old.
Yeah.
And if he wants to have 100 girlfriends and already has one, maybe.
Yep.
That's good for him.
Anyway, so back to the art show.
Yeah, back to the art
show. It went really good. We had an opening, met some interesting people. So there might be some other fun stuff in the future. Yeah, so met some people with maybe some potential to show my work elsewhere in the future. So that was really good.
Good stuff. So, okay, that was my favorite thing. Do you have a favorite thing this week?
Well, that was my favorite. You can't.
What? We have the same favorite thing. That is crazy. That is super crazy.
My favorite thing is fruit smoothies.
I'm choosing my favorite thing too.
And the bag of frozen fruit that you bought me, that's all bite-sized pieces. I didn't know that they could sell it that way. So when I make my oatmeal, I can put this bite-sized pieces of fruit on it, and it won't be big chunks of frozen fruit.
Can I tell you my least favorite?
And it melts faster, and it tastes delicious. Thank you, Eric.
Can I tell you my least favorite thing this week?
Poop in your pants?
Well, no. Come on. Let's be realistic. We're adults here. Okay, my least favorite thing is that was a Mr. Osterov pizza you bought?
Yeah. Dr. Utker?
Okay, Dr. Mr. Utker. Or
whatever, yeah. You didn't like that stuff?
I felt it was just...
It was like a snack.
It was like a simulation of pizza.
Yeah.
It was not... It was a snacky pizza.
But you know, I bought it. It was a twofer.
Oh.
Isn't that what you call it? A twofer? Two for one?
Two for one, yeah.
Deal. So then that's when you try things that you've never tried before, because normally those things are like $6 a pizza.
So now we got two.
So now we know that we don't like it. And it was $6 for two of them.
For two of those? Okay.
Two.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, good for you being so thrifty and finding good sales. But, yeah. I know it's funny, pizza came up last week. And
yeah. Best pizza, when you make it yourself.
That's true.
That's just the best pizza.
It is the best pizza. Besides pizza... Other pizza.
You can't even think of it.
And I'm thinking of all my favorite pizza places, besides the one that, besides Rochelle's House of Pizza.
You usually make the pizza.
And Rochelle and Eric's House of Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was a totally coincidence, but I actually have a pizza-related story. And I know this is not the pizza show, but it's
yeah, because didn't we talk about pizza last time?
But
too?
this is very important stuff.
Okay.
This is very, very important stuff. Let me just find this. Arizona student says pizzeria refused order of gross pineapple. An Arizona student claimed a Tucson pizzeria refunded her $5 and refused to put gross, that's in quotes, pineapple on her pizza. A photo showed her pineapple-less pizza along with a $5 note taped to the inside of the box and a message reading, "Couldn't bring myself to put pineapple on it. Sorry, that's gross." She said the pizza contained the rest of her requested toppings, chicken, onion, and barbecue sauce. The pizza came from an on-campus restaurant, but she declined to name it. She said she called the pizzeria to tell them that she thought the incident was funny, but she would rather have had the pineapple that she ordered. Pineapple on pizza had become an unlikely source of international controversy lately. I didn't know that. Ever since Iceland president... Gudni Thorleifsson Johansson said last month that he would ban pineapple on pizza if he could. That's a pretty big stand. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also weighed in on the issue, because that's what you do. "I have a pineapple. I have a pizza. I stand behind this delicious southwestern Ontario creation." We invented that? That's a thing?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But ham and pineapple pizza is the best. And also pineapple on deluxe pizza. I love pineapple on pizza. I have no problem with it. The only thing I don't like on pizza is Those little fishies.
Anchovies.
Never had it. Never want it. Disgusting grossness.
Yeah, not a fan of anchovies. And that's because I've never had them.
I think one time I tried to feed them to our cats.
Oh, yeah, I did remember that.
Because I was like, no, they didn't like it because they're really seasoned. Like they're put in oil and salt and stuff. And the cats were like, what the fuck is this? It doesn't even smell like fish to them. Yeah. So, yeah, they didn't like it. They actually smelled really good.
But
like for fish, you know, they still smelled fishy, but they smelled good, like for the seasoning and stuff. But so, I didn't try it. Blech.
I know. I remember when I was a teenager and used to work at Boston Pizza.
Like, isn't there like bones in it?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly it. Like someone would order it and there'd be a collective ew in the kitchen because we would always have to open up like a can of these things. And they're in this oil and stuff. And they're just like, yeah, there's bones in them. So it's not like.
So then how do you eat it if there's bones in it?
Some sort of animal, caveman type person just goes to town on these things. I guess the bones
are on pizza.
Right on pizza. Like we don't debone it.
So you like bite into it and then you.
But the bones are so little. They're not. But still.
So maybe you just eat the bones.
You just eat the bones. Which itself, gross. Give me like twice as much pineapple.
Ugh, yuck.
Yeah, so, but the Iceland, president of Iceland says no pineapple
at
all.
Yeah, he probably wants the fish on it, though.
Yeah, you know how they are.
Yeah, they like fishes there.
They like fishes on their pizzas and other gross things. There's that. Speaking of gross things, and I was debating not talking about this at all because sometimes ignorance is bliss, Rochelle.
Yes, I like that. Yeah.
But sometimes you have to be well informed about things.
Like what?
And it really pains me to play this clip because I know how it's going to affect what we do in our free time.
Okay, just do it.
Okay. I'm just kind of concerned about this. All right, let's just leave it at that.
The way I see it, the pool is biggest and most expensive toilet, and it's all mine.
Ever wanted to know how much people pee in the pool? If so, you're about to find out. A team of researchers spent 3 weeks testing how much urine was in over 24 pools and hot tubs in Canada. They looked at a concentration of a certain artificial sweetener found in a lot of processed foods and passes through the body unaltered. And their findings are pretty gross.
Oh, come on, look at all this water. It doesn't matter if one person pees in it.
In one public pool, it was estimated swimmers had left almost 20 gallons of pee. Another pool, about half the size of the first, was calculated to have about 8 gallons. If you're shocked by that, we've got more news for you. The team also tested a handful of hot tubs and found concentrations of the sweetener in those to be even higher. You might be wondering why a team of scientists spent weeks studying what most people already suspected. It was all in the name of hygiene. The researchers want to raise awareness about the risks of peeing in the pool. Although urine is sterile, it can cause eye, skin, and respiratory problems when mixed with pool chemicals.
I'm sorry, Rochelle. You're never going to go swimming in a public pool again, are you?
I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
That is so gross.
Like the fact
that we just went swimming.
I know. That's why it's painful.
And I just and just as I was watching that, I remembered how some water got into my mouth.
Okay.
I drank pee. Eric.
Or at least microscopic portions of.
Ugh. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I always notice at the pool is people who swim. Who are swimming in the lanes and they're like spitting out water and saliva, like while swimming.
Yeah.
Are people who get up, like to get out of the water and then they like almost like wipe their nose into the water.
You know,
I've always known it's gross, but
that,
now I'm not going to be able to. Now
you have a number. There's a number attached to it, and it's really kind of gross. It's like, what are people doing? Like, because I was seeing that.
I
number.
Just assumed it was just like children who would do that, but maybe not. Maybe there's adults who are just like,
because you know,
letting like, it go.
Because they said the hot tub, which you know, yeah, there's some kids in hot tubs, but most of the time it's adults.
Oh, that's so gross. So the next time you're looking at someone and they look really relaxed and smiling.
And they give this
face.
They're peeing.
It's right next to you. They're sitting right next to you. And they're like, yeah, you're sitting in my piss now. Maybe that's why they like doing it. They like to have that sort of gratification of grossness.
I've never, you know, I will say this. Honestly, I've never peed in a public pool. Ever.
I don't think I have either.
Like, you know, like I'm just...
I peed in a lake.
Okay.
But there's already fish pee in it.
All right. But, you know, I'm just trying to bring myself...
I think a lake is probably more gross.
I'm just going to try and get in the head of the pool peer. kids aside, okay? Because kids only, you know, maybe... Is it all kids? Or are there some adults who are just saying, you know, they're sitting in the pool going, yeah, the bathroom's already over there. I could just go and it'll just be kind of diluted amongst all the rest of the water. No one's ever going to know.
Yeah, they're probably like, oh, my kids probably already peed in the pool anyway.
So, like, you think that's the justification?
Gross.
I know. And the worst part is I have some pools planned for our upcoming vacation. So maybe we'll... Just don't swallow it.
But you know what? There's, you know, chlorine and that... is supposed to counteract those things.
Yeah, there's a reason they put chlorine in the pool.
And there's a reason why you shower afterwards with soap.
Yeah, because...
Get that shit...
Get that piss
off your skin.
That piss and chemicals.
I like the no symbols, like the no shaving your legs in the shower. At the pool.
There really is like that.
Yeah, there's like a no razor sign.
Wow.
There's also no peeing sign. Okay. No spitting. A lot of people spit just like right on the floor.
People, you know.
Like, you know, on the pool, outside of the pool, they just spit right on the floor. It's so gross. I always forget to wear flip-flops. I need to wear flip-flops because... Like that floor is pretty disgusting.
It's like a germ pool. Like that's why I bring my things there. Cause I'm like, oh, people are the grossest. Yeah. What? People stop being so gross.
We're animals.
Yeah. Gross. I'm sorry, Rochelle. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I let you in on that fact. But
I'll still go in the hot tub. Maybe this time I'll pee in it. I'll just join the pee party. Can't fight it. Might as well join it.
It's like, take that. You know what? You deal with it, guy. I dare you to.
No, I'm not going to. I can't be that person. No, that's you gross. Know,
once you've been potty trained, it's hard to go back just to pissing your pants.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what you're doing.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. Stop it, people. Stop being so gross. All right, let's move along, shall we? Here's a local story. Listeners, we live in Calgary. It's a wonderful, wonderfully warm and tropical city in Canada most of the time.
What are you talking about?
Lush greenery.
No, none of the above. Snow.
Rainforest.
Snow and more snow.
Yeah. Anyways, here's a message from one of Calgary's finest people telling you how to lead your life.
Outside jail, 27-year-old Richard Hoag was matter of fact when asked what happened Friday.
Do you have anything you want to say about this incident? I mean,
don't do crystal meth.
Was it a drug related thing?
Don't do crystal meth.
On a Chicago bound flight, police say Hoag, a Canadian citizen, sat in an unassigned first class seat, then claimed to be a pilot. He was taken off the plane. Then a cleaning service employee told police Hoag followed her onto a service elevator. She challenged him for not having an ID badge. About that time, the elevator door opened, and the witness says that Ho got out, removed his pants, then walked into an airport ramp area that's not accessible to members of the public. Police say Ho hopped in the passenger seat of an airport luggage vehicle and told the driver he had a flight to catch. Fearing for his safety, the driver got out. Police say Ho drove onto a taxiway towards an airport fire station. A firefighter made aware of what was happening, hopped on, got the vehicle stopped, and with other firefighters, subdued him. Today, Hoag also had this to say.
Yeah, don't ruin your life, kids.
During the incident, a spokeswoman for the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority says pilots were told to avoid moving their aircraft, but there was no overall interruption to flight operations.
Now, okay, well, obviously we don't promote crystal meth in any shape or form. The level of hijinks on this incident was off the roof. This guy kind of did it all.
Yeah, I think the combination of doing crystal meth and being at the airport was probably not a good idea.
Like, you know, we all get nervous before flights. Yes, I get
it. And just like the whole terrorist sort of thing
happening
for him to be doing what he did.
It's like, sir, do you have anything?
Like, he could have gotten, if this was in the States, he probably would have gotten shot down or something.
Oh, it's something
much worse would have happened.
He's passing through customs. Sir, do you have anything to declare?
Do you have any ID? No. I got to pull my pants down.
Do you have anything to declare? I'm high as balls. Yeah.
That's funny, but it is also sad because that's really addictive, isn't it?
That's what I've heard.
Because I just know that from that show.
And in case you forget,
asked what happened Friday.
Do you have anything you want to say about this incident? I mean,
don't do crystal meth.
Don't do crystal meth, kids. That's from his mouth and also from ours. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a bad road.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving along, we'll just do one thing before we get into what Rochelle really wants to talk about.
I know. I'm just like, when are we doing the Eurovision, man?
When we do it, okay? Come on, man. Just calm down. We got things
Don't
to talk
call
about.
Me man. I can call you man. You have to call me woman.
I remember when you said that my proposal was like the worst proposal you've ever had.
I never said that.
Okay. Not exactly the most romantic. I did pull a ring out of a sock. Yes. But it was also...
I said it was the most unexpected.
Well...
Which is what you were aiming for.
Well, I got that part right. You know, we all hear about romantic proposals. People, getting a room full of candles and rose petals and the whole bit.
Yeah, I never expected you to do that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for...
What, you never even buy me flowers.
I buy you flowers.
You bought me one flower, potted plant, after we had an argument. You felt bad. You went to Safeway. You didn't even go to a flower shop.
I did buy you flowers. I ordered you flowers one time. I remember that. Because they still send me email.
Oh.
Yep. I did. Don't forget it.
I'll
dig up the receipt and I'll prove.
One time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Again, now you're backtracking. Right. Well, it could have been worse than this. Couple on a plane. I began to feel sick. So he and his fiance are in a plane. The pilot was helping me look for the sign I made her. Okay, so he made a sign.
Can you turn this down a little bit?
Yeah, it's just basically airplane noise. So he pops open the ring. Will you marry me? Oh, and...
Oh, and then he... Oh, he's throwing up now. Oh!
She didn't even answer. She has yet to answer the questions. Like, poor guy. She said yes, even though he just barfed on the plane.
He didn't barf on her. He barfed
on the ground in front of
her. On the ground.
You know, granted.
Oh, that sucks. He probably paid so much money for the plane and planned it all.
Oh, he made a sign. Like, you know, they'd fly over and she'd be.
Oh.
But, you know. I won't fault the guy because I've flown on one of those planes before, one of those small Cessnas, and I did barf. But actually, after we landed and then got on the runway, I totally barfed. Because those planes are I don't know if you – have you ever flown on a small plane like that?
Not that small.
Oh, they're barf machines.
But right? I've flown on one that's just like a little bit bigger. Small one that goes from Edmonton to Calgary, and it's like really, really bumpy.
Yeah, it was the worst. Yeah. I was feeling kind of queasy most of the ride. And it's not like I haven't flown on like – a million planes before, but this one.
Yeah, but the big ones don't really.
Big ones, it's just kind of like, it's like riding in one of those like giant 1970s sedan. It's like riding on a cloud. Comparatively.
Okay.
But yeah, I was feeling kind of green, got off the plane, everybody departed, and blah, right on the runway.
Well, she won't forget this proposal. You know,
definitely memorable. So, all right. Could have been worse. Could have been worse. All right, Rochelle. We know what you want. It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen.
I've already picked the winner.
You've already picked the winner. Okay. Yeah. Well, we haven't even heard all the songs yet, but Rochelle's pretty.
I already know.
You like the UK song that much.
Yes, right? Yeah. I do.
It is pretty good. But I haven't heard all the songs yet, so I'm hesitant to say, even though I like that song as much as I do, I'm hesitant to call it a winner yet. We have lots of songs to talk about. More than we can talk about on this particular episode, so we'll just pick and choose. I know one Rochelle wants to talk about for sure.
Yes.
That is Moldova. Before I mention that, May 13th, 2017, the finals of the Eurovision Song Contest, coming from Kiev, Ukraine. We're having a little party at the Danish-Canadian Club, as we have 3 years previously, so we're doing that again.
In Calgary.
So come on by and bring your pants. Please, don't show up pantsless. Because then it would be awkward. They'd look at us. They might not let us do it again next year. Just please.
No pants, no party.
Please wear pants. That's our one rule. So let's go into the song that Rochelle really wants to hear.
Please. Stop talking.
I know. I'm such a talker. Moldova, Sunstroke Project. You may remember them from the year 2009, the very first year of our Eurovision party. With
the epic saxophone player has returned, but this time he's not humping the saxophone. He's doing the running man while playing the saxophone.
Just as good.
Just as awesome.
All right. This is Moldova's entry, Sunstroke Project, with this song called Hey Mama.
Home.
That was Sensor Project representing Moldova with their song called Hey Mama. I'll let you go first, Rochelle, before I tell you that I think it's a piece of garbage.
Well, I just think that the saxophone player guy looks cool.
Yeah, that's but all. That's it. That's really all the song has going for it. Yeah.
And I also am a little bit concerned that maybe their right leg is going to be really sore after performing because their dance move consists of moving the right leg.
Oh, okay. You need some balance when you're doing some.
They're just like stepping with their right leg the whole song.
Yeah. I don't know. It was okay. It's definitely not winning material, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's just not strong enough. I just don't think that the singer guy is strong enough.
No, it's just kind of
like he's not that good of a singer.
Song itself, I could leave it. You know, you take the saxophone away and it's just really kind of a boring song.
Yeah.
So, nice try, Moldova. All right. Moving along, shall we?
I used to play the saxophone.
Oh, that's why you like it so much.
Well, the saxophone was really cool. Used to be really cool.
Well, hey, I'm not knocking the saxophone. Don't get me wrong. There's always a time and a place for saxophone.
Yeah.
This just that wasn't the time or the place for it.
Okay, so next we're going to listen to Poland?
Let's do that. Poland with a singer.
Cassia Moss.
A song called Flashlight. It's all about...
Not Fleshlight, Flashlight.
Oh, man. I wish I'd played that song.
Like a bullet from a smoking gun, don't try to tell us that we don't belong. Creeping around at the depth of night, just the shadows in love we were gone. We're invincible. When we're together, we're untouchable. Haunted by if it's wrong or right. Shadows in love, we will ghost. Fire, like a burning desire, taking me higher, walking the wire. We will never come down. Burning in her eyes, you called your dogs, I've got to get hypnotized. You'll never catch us, take us by surprise. Running faster at the speed of light, falling deeper, got you in the side. Bringing down your eyes in the sky. To fly into the sun, invisible, we don't leave a trace. With shadows in love, we will ghost. Fire, like the burning desire, taking me higher, walking a wire. We will never come down. It's like a flashlight burning in your eyes. You call the dogs, have got to hypnotize. You'll never catch us, take us by surprise. Running faster at the speed of light, falling deeper, got you in the sun. Bringing down your rise in the sky.
All right, that was hello. Right. That was Poland's entry, Cassia Moss with Flashlight.
At first, I was like, "Well, she kind of sounds a little bit like Celine Dion."
Yeah.
But then she started singing in a lower sort of voice and doesn't really sound like Celine Dion anymore.
So you got a Celine Dion vibe, is what you're saying?
Oh, in the beginning, but not so much after a while. Because her voice is like a lot deeper.
Oh, yeah, that part of the beginning where she's like,
She just some of her actions, too.
Yes.
Her hands and stuff like that. But I don't know. I'm not really feeling this song.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
It's not really memorable.
No.
I'm still, you know, it's looking more and more like UK might do it. We'll have to see how this pans out. But there's definitely one person who is liking this song.
Who?
But they can't really speak for themselves right now.
Oh, the baby.
Yeah.
I put the headphones on my belly because I saw that in one of these pregnancy books. And the baby was kicking around and dancing around. But it could just, like, so, you know, like, he liked it. He was dancing.
Dancing, moving around,
dancing
doing things. So that's one vote, I guess.
He won't be born yet.
All right. Well, maybe.
And we're Canadian, so we can't vote anyway.
Yeah. Come on, man. Let's get it together. We need to send an entry.
Is Australia part of it this year?
They are. I don't have their song yet, but we'll talk. We can talk about it next show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm totally liking the fact that Australia has, for the third year in a row, sent an entry. So.
And they can vote. Australians can vote then.
Yes. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's so cool.
I know. So which means it's only a matter of time before we send our entry.
Yeah, we can send Celine Dion again.
Yeah.
But for Canada, not for France this time.
She's ours.
Switzerland.
Switzerland, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's ours. We're going to send her again. We're going to put her on a steamship. We'll send her over to wherever she needs to go.
Steamship. Yeah. I bet you any money they'd probably end up sending Nickel back.
No, not for Eurovision. They would send who would be. Okay, let me think about this for a second here. Who would be.
Metric.
Okay, that's
that'd be a
that's
good
more
one.
That's more on the
Feist.
It's good, but I don't.
She's kind of like you know the Euphoria.
Maybe with the you know she definitely has the voice, but maybe with the right song, like she could pull it off. So, yeah, in Eurovision 2018, we'll send Nickel back.
No. We should not send Nickelback at all.
All right. I'm going to let's talk.
I like your impression. Can you do your impression of Nickelback again?
You really like that impression.
Yeah, I do.
Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
Because.
It's good. I know
if I do it really well, I know what's going to happen.
What?
You're going to make me pause the show so that we can have sex.
Oh, because of your guttural sounds. No.
Because we know how. We know how it works.
That's the reason why they're so famous, because they're panty
and
removers.
Listeners, I'm going to apologize, especially the female listeners.
Because it's grunting. Can you do it?
If you get highly aroused by my impression, I'm just warning you, you can pause it or you can skip forward. Don't embarrass yourself. Look at this photograph! Being too loud, apparently.
Okay, now I'm gonna. Can I try?
All right. Oh, that boner time right over here.
That sound like it? It was like basically you have to reach way down in your stomach and then just grunt like you're a Neanderthal, basically.
That's my nickel
better. And slightly pronounce the words.
That's my Nickelback impression. Change your clothes now. Because you ruined them. I'm sorry. I warned you. You just had to keep
Let's on. See this one.
Well, so, you know what? I'm gonna wait until I get a proper video. This is just a song. So
okay.
It is good to listen to, but I can hold off on it for a bit. Let's do... Oh, my goodness. So many songs.
Do it for love.
Let's do...
Do it for love.
You know, let's do Malta.
I just said do it for love. The other one that says do it for love.
Do it for love. Do it for love. Do it for love.
Yeah.
Do it for your Spain. Lover. Okay, well, even better. Let's do it for our lover. This is Manuel Navarro. Do it for your lover. Okay.
Nice.
I A veces cuesta decir todo lo que uno piensa. A veces la vida causa estragos sin que te des cuenta. A veces parece que es como una melodía. Frustrada y perdida, no nos deja ver la luz del día. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover. Do it for those you ever esa puerta, deja que el dolor y la tristeza desaparezcan. Así que pega un grito, sal ahí y vuela, y verás que por los tuyos siempre vale la pena. Así que do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover, do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and for your lover, do it for your lover.
Spain's entry, Manuel Navarro with Do It For Your Lover. Throughout, while I was listening to the song, a couple of things sort of popped in my mind. One of which was, this song sounds like if you combined like 1990s Sugar Ray and Jack Johnson.
Yes, I immediately thought of Jack Johnson, yeah.
But, you know,
but Jack Johnson,
I'm not knocking Jack Johnson.
No, I like him because he's just... It's like surfer chill music. He didn't add all those whatever those sounds were. I don't know, those digital sounds. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, like so that's kind of the vibe I got.
But then they wrecked it.
I probably hate this song more than swimming in a piss pool. okay. So if that's any measure of what I feel about this song, then
yes, I agree. This song just made me want to throw up in my mouth.
Like, it started like, oh, here's a cute sort of hippie-ish guy, and then it just went downhill from there.
Yeah,
and
I was picturing coffee shop chill relaxing music, and then all of a sudden all this other shit started happening.
Then the record scratch happened and I'm like, fuck this.
And I think it's so awful how like the main guy is in the center, so the whole time I'm thinking that it's just him singing with his guitar, but no, there's a band, there's other dudes there, they're just all blacked out. I would be so mad if I was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm playing in Eurovision, but you can't see me because there's only a light on the main singer. That's
it. Let's wrap it up with one more.
Plus, they only showed pictures of the girl's butt. Like,
well, okay, I didn't have a problem with that. Okay.
If you're singing about your lover, you don't just take pictures of her butt.
Well,
you take pictures of her face if you actually love her.
Love has many different forms, Rochelle. Sometimes people just love butts. And I can't knock that.
I love you, but I only ever want to look at your butt. I never want to look at your face. That's not cool. You've got a nice butt. I still like your face.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from France. Okay. This is Alma with Requiem. Let's have a listen here. If I can find the song. My goodness, I'm the worst. France, Alma, Requiem. Let's have a listen.
Des amours meurent, des amours naissent, les siècles passent et disparaissent. Ce que tu crois être la mort, c'est une saison et rien de plus. Un jour lassé de cette errance, tu t'en iras. Quelle importance, car la terre tournera encore, même quand nous ne tournerons plus. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi danser jusqu'au milieu d'un requiem. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi danser jusqu'à ce que le temps nous reprenne. Ce qu'il a donné, un an, deux ans, cent ans de bonheur. Plus la vie te cueille comme une fleur. Fais-moi marrer, j'en ai besoin, en attendant que sonne l'heure. Un an, deux ans, cent ans à deux. Et puis un jour on est tout seul. On pleure mais on survit quand même. C'est la beauté du requiem. Les étincelles deviennent des flammes, les petites filles deviennent des femmes. Ce que tu crois être la mort, c'est un brasier et rien de plus. Nos déchirures, nos déchéances, on pense qu'elles ont de l'importance. Mais demain renaîtra le jour comme si nous n'avions pas vécu. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi sourire au beau milieu d'un requiem. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi danser jusqu'à ce que le temps nous reprenne. Ce qu'il a donné, un an, deux ans, cent ans de bonheur. Plus la vie te cueille comme une fleur. Fais-moi marrer, j'en ai besoin, en attendant que ça ne l'heure. Un an, deux ans, cent ans à deux. Et puis un jour on est tout seul. On pleure mais on survit quand même. C'est la beauté du requiem. Des amours naissent, des amours meurent. Ce soir enfin je n'ai plus peur. Je sais que je t'aimerai encore quand la terre ne tournera plus. Des amours naissent, des amours meurent. Ce soir enfin je n'ai plus peur. Je sais que je t'aimerai encore quand la terre ne tournera plus. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi sourire au beau milieu d'un requiem. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi danser jusqu'à ce que le temps nous reprenne. Ce qu'il a donné. Ce qu'il a donné. Ce qu'il a donné. Ce qu'il a donné. Ce qu'il a donné.
Applaudissements pour Alma!
All right, that was Alma representing France with Requiem.
That was for I will love my mom for a little bit.
Okay. So what did you think of the song, Bo?
I really liked it.
What did you like about it?
I liked the part where he was doing.
Well, you like that about all the songs that we play.
I like the yelling.
Do you like songs that yell a lot? Yeah, what are your favorite?
I did not like the song. It sounded more like she was talking than singing in a lot of it.
I feel like
it was really bad.
I feel like it either was like a bad recording, or I feel like it will maybe it will sound better on like the big stage. But I think
that they maybe picked the wrong one.
I don't know, like, or maybe they just picked the wrong song, which is probably the most likely event here. So we're going to hear it at the finals just because that's the way it works with Eurovision. We always hear from UK, France,
Germany,
Spain, and the host or in the winner of last year. So there you go.
Ukraine.
Time
for one more?
Oh, you really want to hear one more, don't you?
I do.
Okay. Just because you're such a sweetheart. I will play.
I'm a sweetheart? Oh, wow. You never say that.
But I get to choose. That's wrong.
Okay, you choose.
Latvia, Triana Park with a song called Line.
Okay.
Circles and the doors wide open. Boys don't wanna see you. Days go by, I'm still hoping.
Latvia's entry, Triana Park with Line. I'm getting like a 90s rave slash cyberpunk kind of vibe going on. I
didn't really get that from the music. It's more just from
the look. The look.
Yeah. Neon. Neon cool now?
It's never really not been cool. Like, it's always been cool.
Like, remember last year they did that neon disco song?
That was the worst. Oh, like, are you talking about the UK's entry that one
time?
Yeah. Oh, that was brutal. That was one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I know. This is not like that. But this is actually
better than
neon.
That. This is better than that.
Yes, it is.
Which is...
Bo, did you like the song?
I did.
What did you like about it?
I liked the part about where he was singing.
Yelling? Do you like the yelling part?
I don't like the yelling part.
Oh, you didn't like the yelling part this time.
I like the...
Did you like her hair?
I do.
What, do you like the colors?
I like the green stage color.
Yeah, the green stage colors, the neon.
Lots of colors.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of colors.
So I think, like, I kind of hope that this makes it to the finals just because of, like, I like the visual effects are kind of
I do too, and I think it's going to be definitely better than better than France's entry, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right. Well. Well, I say we wrap this up into a nice little package and get...
Yeah, and I'm going to go and listen to the UK entry once again.
Oh, you've been listening to
it's
much.
It's so good. It is so good. I really like it. Right. I also really like the Italian one, too.
Yes. Two very strong entries.
Yeah.
And then followed by, not so strong entries. Well, that's a show. That's Tip Tap Tip for you. All finished. What do you think? What are your final thoughts on this series of songs, plus all the stories that we talked about?
I think that there's a good amount of difference in the entries. You know, like it's not all pop. It's not all ballads. I think we're getting a good variety of music and songs, so that's good. That makes me happy. There's too many ballads. It's just kind of like, it's kind of boring.
Are you ever going to go swimming again?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And I'm going to pee
nice.
In the pool right in front of you.
Good job, Michelle.
And say, Eric, why don't you dive?
And what are your thoughts on Crystal Meth?
Don't do it.
Lesson learned. We're Tip Tap Tip. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.
And my name is Bob Pout.
Okay.
Say bye.
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 You lied, but I always know the truth. We fight, but I can't stay mad.